Exam practice, test 2, listening, part 2. You will hear a radio announcer talking about entertainment events that are taking place this weekend. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
Okay, so next up on this morning's show, Dan Johnson's going to tell us what's on in the city this weekend. Dan.
Well, thanks, Melanie. And there's certainly a great program of entertainment this weekend. Something for everyone. So first, it's the Writers' Festival again. And just like last year, the festival has attracted more than 250 writers from around the world. The writers will be talking about their latest books, and there's always an opportunity for audience members to ask the writers about their work. In the past, the festival has been based at the Victoria Theatre, which wasn't really big enough. So this year, they're going to be using a number of other venues as well. More information and tickets are available from the website. Now, something I'm really looking forward to is Wearable Art on Saturday evening. This fashion show's always been held in the capital, so it's very exciting that it's coming to our city for the first time, and I've already got my ticket. And they've just announced a 20% discount on all tickets to encourage a good turnout. Tickets can be bought online or at the door. Something slightly different is Ocean Times. That's on Sunday morning at Bright's Beach. Now, you might be thinking it's the wrong time of year to go to the beach for a swim or build sandcastles with the kids, and you'd be right. But what's happening is there's going to be a number of large tents put up on the beach for workshops, displays, and presentations. It's a chance for the whole family to learn about the science of the ocean and marine ecosystems and how to protect them. Sounds like a good way to spend your Sunday. Now, you may already have seen the advertising for the Artscape exhibition. This is an outdoor exhibition of sculptures and installation art that officially opens this evening, and you can go along whenever suits you over the weekend. It's being held up at the Sanctuary Reserve, and the idea is you wander wherever you want around the reserve, enjoying the artworks in a natural environment. I'd recommend you take a warm coat, though, because it can get quite windy up there. Now, the Civil Theatre is open for tourists this weekend, too. This is a great chance to go backstage at the city's largest theatre and see all its secrets. This event is only held once a year, so these opportunities to tour the Civil aren't too frequent. I went last time and can tell you it's well worth it.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 16 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 16 to 20.
Okay, so what I'll do now is just run through a few more events that are on over the weekend. So every Friday night, of course, is the night market, a great place to eat delicious street food from around the world. If you haven't been before, it's in the old Smith Street warehouse, just a short walk from Central Station. This is often really popular, so get there in good time to be sure you beat the rush. There's also the local Buskers Festival on Saturday and Sunday afternoons. This is a chance for buskers and street performers from across the city to perform at an organized event. If you're interested in going along, please note, it was going to be in King Square, but actually it's now going to be held down on the waterfront, where there'll be plenty of space for everyone. Now, later this afternoon, it's Stand Up for Kids. This is a stand-up comedy show aimed particularly at children aged from 5 to 10. This is being held in the hall at Swanson College at 4 p.m. today. Just bear in mind that the roads around the college can get pretty congested at that time on a Friday, so allow plenty of time to get there. But it's bound to be a great show, and the hall at Swanson is huge, so you shouldn't find it hard to get a seat. Then it's Sunday Unplugged on Sunday afternoon, with a number of local bands playing at the old post office building in Morningside. There's a great range of acts this week. Check online for details. Though it's the usual issue with the old post office venue. No parking at all in that part of the central city. And the train service is suspended on Sunday for repairs, so if you're taking the bus, leave early. And on Saturday evening, it's the Ignite Dance Finals. This is the final of the inter-school dance competition, so I know there'll be a huge turnout. If you haven't already got your ticket, I do so without delay to avoid disappointment. It's being held in the Ridgeway Theatre, same as last year, so there'll be a great atmosphere. Now, one other event that you absolutely cannot miss is...
That is the end of part 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers to part 2.